Here's the Marketplace Index for Friday the 13th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 48 points today, 0.4%. For the week, though, it was up about 0.5%. S&P 500 today down 6 points, 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite Index falling 14 points, 0.5% there. The 10-year Treasury yield fell to 1.86% today. The Standard & Poor's Credit Ratings Agency is set to haul off and slap Europe across the face, metaphorically, but downgrades are expected for France and Austria and several other countries and are a major financial blow that could drive the cost higher when European governments go to borrow money. France's finance ministry confirmed a downgrade, one notch down for what had been a top-rated AAA country. Mark Blythe teaches political economy at Brown.
What these rating agencies do is kind of codify what everyone already knows rather than lead the market. They're essentially following it and telling everyone what we already know. And what we already know is that France can pay the bills. That's not a problem. If you look at debt to GDP right now, France is sitting on 83%. Germany is sitting on 82.4%. Canada is sitting on 84%. But nobody's talking about the Canadian debt crisis. So what's actually going on here is the ability of the French government to credibly commit to bail its banking sector, which is large, over-leveraged, and drowning in periphery debt.
Debt from countries around the periphery of Europe, like Greece, where things seem to really be falling apart today. The word is talks aimed at restricting a whole bunch of debt have collapsed. Seems like Greece is on track to the thing that you warned me about several months ago, which is default.
Absolutely. There's four ways out of this stuff. You can devalue, you can deflate, you can inflate, and you can default. And the Greeks can't devalue because they're in the euro, and they've been trying to deflate their way to prosperity, and that hasn't really been working. So what are you left with? Well, they can't inflate because they don't control the currency. You're kind of left with default as the only option. Now, they're using this as a brinkmanship option to get more reduction in the debt that they owe with the private sector. And the private sector is saying, hey, come on, how much of a hit do you expect us to take? I actually understand that the negotiations can drag out all the way until March. So although this is news today, this may be sort of a warning shot over the bows rather than boarding the galleon and sinking the ship.
Mark Blythe teaches political economy at Brown University. If Greece were to default on its government debt, it would be the first time that's happened in a first world country in about 60 years. And Saudi Arabia is reportedly saying it has enough oil production capacity to make up for any disruptions caused by any new economic sanctions against Iran. House Republican leader Eric Cantor passed along the news to the Reuters news agency after meetings in several Middle Eastern countries, including Saudi Arabia. Crude oil prices were down just a sliver today, down below $100 a barrel. Time now for the Daily Pulse, our take on the health of the U.S. economy. The pulse slowing a bit today when banking giant J.P. Morgan Chase announced a big drop in net income. Now, that's banker talk for profits. And those were down 23% when compared to the same period last year. The bank blamed lower revenue from trading stocks and bonds and things like that, and apparently we're not paying enough fees. There's a write-off of $800 million in bad mortgages in there as well. But for 2011, America's biggest bank still managed a record $19 billion in profits. J.P. Morgan Chase stock fell about 2.5% today. For more on how it's complicated being a banker and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, you can go to marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index. On APM, American Public Media.